Hey friend, welcome to the Start Scared podcast, where we are mamas who are wanting, craving, needing more in our lives outside of just being a mom. We love our babies, but man, have we lost ourselves in the chaos of everyday mom life. My name is Christy, and I'm a wife, mama, teacher, an Enneagram 6, and a projector who used to be bound by what I thought I was supposed to say, do, or be. So much so that I'm trying to discover who Christy is right now in real time. Together, we're going to have honest and real conversations, just like girlfriends chatting over a cocktail or a coffee on the back porch. We're going to cut through the BS stories we tell ourselves and find clarity to start scared on putting ourselves first. Because girl, who you are outside of being a mom still matters. It is time that we live out the dreams and the desires that God has placed on our hearts, even if we don't know what that is quite yet. But I got you. We're in this together. So grab your drink, meet me on the back porch, and let's do this. Hey, hey, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Start Scared. I am so excited that you are here today. For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, my name is Christy. I am the host of this podcast. And if this is your 100th episode, 50th episode, 100 and wherever episode we are, I'm just so grateful that you're here and that you have decided to join me and take some time out of your day to listen to this really, really fascinating topic. So today we are diving into a high level overview of human design. So you know that I am obsessed with personality assessments. I love the Enneagram. I have done a really deep dive on the Enneagram with an Enneagram coach. I have gone to a retreat for an even deeper dive with an Enneagram coach. I mean, I love the Enneagram. And at the intro of this podcast, I say I'm an Enneagram 6 and a projector. So projector is human design. That was all I knew about human design, was that I was a projector and a little bit about what that meant. But other than that, I had no idea how to live in alignment or what exactly I needed to do to be my best projector self. So recently I decided to do a little bit deeper of a dive into human design. And so in order to get your human design chart, you plug in your first name, last name, where you were born, the date of your birthday, and the time you were born. And it pulls up this really intricate chart that I don't know a whole lot about. But obviously you can find out more information the deeper that you dive into human design. But let me tell you, it was like a roadmap to understanding myself better, to understand what my strengths are, acknowledge the areas that I need to grow in, where I was living in low frequency, how I can live in a higher frequency. And the really cool thing about human design is it connects so well with the Enneagram. Human design is basically who you were designed to be, who God created you to be. And then the Enneagram is your motivation behind doing things. So it connects very, very well. And let me tell you, human design is going to be a game changer. And I don't know everything there is to know about it. I'm still digging in. I'm really contemplating working with a human design coach because it is so fascinating, especially as I leave teaching and I want to grow the podcast more and grow my brand more. I'm working with somebody who knows human design and knows how a projector needs to work in order to be her most aligned self, I think would help me grow this podcast exponentially. All right, so let's dig a little bit into what human design is itself. Like I told you, it's your name, where you were born, when you were born, and your birthday. And it is a system that combines elements of astrology, the I Ching, the Kabbalah, the chakra system, to create a comprehensive map of your individuality, basically what God created you to be, to know what your purpose is in life and how to best serve yourself and others. And it's like an instruction manual tailored specifically to you. It's really, really fascinating. So there are 5 main types of human design. Dude, I am so freaking excited to tell you about the new protocols that Gut Personal is launching. So you know Gut Personal is my favorite supplement company. They've helped do my gut testing. They've helped me with my hormone testing. Like, amazing, hands down, best company I have ever had the opportunity to work with. Hence the reason why I tell you all about them, and I brought them on as a sponsor of Start Scared. But the coolest thing that they just launched are specific supplement protocols. So they have their quiz, which is awesome. However, they started to see that lots of people wanted different protocols for specific symptoms. So if you want clearer skin, they have a protocol for that. If you are trying to get pregnant, they have a supplement protocol for that. If you need help with your overall gut health, they have a supplement protocol for that. Several different supplement protocols that you can use to help you clear up the symptoms that you have and exactly what you're looking for. So if you want to check them out, go to www.gutpersonal.com/Christy10, check out their protocols, find the one that works best for you, and make sure you use the code Christy10 at checkout to save yourself 10%. I want to know the protocol that you choose and how much you love it. All right, girl, let's get back to the episode. There are manifestors, generators, manifesting generators, projectors, and reflectors, and each type comes with its own set of strengths and areas of growth. All right, so let's start with the manifestors. They are the initiators. They're the ones that have the power to bring their visions to life. They are here to shake things up, get the ball rolling, take charge. However, they may struggle with feeling restricted and controlled. So I think manifestors are really good, manifestors are really good entrepreneurs so that they can do their own thing and change the world in their own way. Generators are a true life force. My husband, Frank, and my son, Bruce, are both generators, and they have sustainable energy that allows them to dive into projects and see them through completion. Like, I see that with Bruce. He is just super focused on completing a task. But the two of them have so much energy all of the time. They wake up in the morning and they are raring to go. But they do need to be mindful of getting stuck in routines that don't serve them. Sometimes they can be yes people, so they need to make sure that they are following through what is authentic to themselves. Manifesting generators have the best of both worlds. So they're a combination of manifestors and generators. They have that quick initiating energy of manifestors combined with the enduring energy of generators. However, they need to learn to slow down and focus on one thing at a time. So these people tend to have their hands in multiple baskets and they want to be able to do everything at once. And so sometimes they need to remember that they need to take a break and pause. Projectors, like me, do not have sustainable energy like the many gens or like the generators, but we are here to guide and direct. We have a knack for seeing the big picture and understanding how things work. However, we need recognition and we need invitation to truly thrive. So we've got this advice that we want to give to everybody, but oftentimes our advice isn't taken the way that we want it to be taken because we're not invited to give that advice. So we have to always wait for that invitation to really have people see the things that we see. And we also need to be very mindful not to overextend ourselves. And so that's one of the reasons why I've always felt like, what is wrong with me? Why am I so lazy? Why am I tired? Why do I always need rest? Like, even after an event, I feel like I need 2 days worth of rest, but it's because I'm a projector and I need that rest in order to be my best self. Reflectors are actually the least common human design type, and they are the mirrors of society. They're incredibly sensitive to their environment and can reflect back the state of the world around them. So they're the reflectors. They need plenty of time and space to process and make a decision. So if reflectors retreat, it's not because anything's wrong. It's because they need that time and that space. So I really think that understanding your human design type is not only important for self-awareness, but also understanding the people around you. Like, now Frank knows that, you know, I need that time and that space to, you know, regenerate myself because, you know, him and Bruce have that boundless energy. We're very different and we need very different things in order to be our best selves. So I got my human design chart from Nicole Lano at NicoleLano.com, and it was so eye-opening. So she has a free spot on her page to get your chart free, but then you can invest some money to get a more detailed overview and description of each part of that chart. And so that's what I did. And it was so eye-opening. Like I said, I'm really thinking about possibly hiring her eventually because I think that being able to really live in alignment with my projectorness and live in alignment with my human design and everything that comes along with it will make me a better human. And the insights that I gained from getting that human design report really complemented what I already knew about myself from the Enneagram as a six. So it was really, really cool. So here's the exciting part. I'm actually thinking about reaching out to Nicole to see if she'd be interested on coming onto the podcast to dive even deeper into human design because of how fascinating it is. So if you're intrigued with that and you want me to ask her to come onto the podcast, let me know. Slide into my DMs at Christy Lockhart or shoot me a text at 855-849-0997. And if I get enough interest in it, I will definitely ask her to be on the podcast because, like I said, super fascinating, super eye-opening. And what better way for us as moms who have lost ourselves in the chaos of everyday mom life and we're trying to discover who we are outside the hats we wear, what an amazing way to discover who we are outside the hats that we wear. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I know it was super high level overview. I'm not an expert. I'm just teaching you what I learned just by Googling human design and telling you a little bit about what I know about it. So just remember, understanding your human design isn't just about knowing yourself better. It's really about embracing your uniqueness and stepping into the power that God created you to have. I mean, it's so cool. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode and I would love to hear what you think. So like I said, slide into my DMs, text me at 855-849-0997. And until next week, I will talk to you soon. Hey girl, duty calls. Thank you so much for listening to the Start Scared podcast. If anything resonated with you today, I would be honored if you would screenshot and share this episode on Instagram and tag me at Christy Lockhart so I can get super excited and personally say thank you for taking the time to get our message out to even more mamas who may also need to be reminded that they still matter outside of being a mom. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode. I am so incredibly grateful that you're here and to be on this journey with you. So cheers to you and our growth together. I am rooting for you and I love you. And remember, you matter. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place.